Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
September 11, 2001.
On September 11th.
On 9/11, I was 8 years old and still in elementary school.
For me, it was an awakening.
I enlisted July of 2010.
Joined as a reserve.
When I joined the Army, I was 17.
All right, the reason why I joined the Marines.
The reason I joined the military was because
there's still more to be done.
The memory of that is still vivid in everyone's mind.
And I start boot camp October 17th.
9/11 inspired a lot of people to do a lot of things, but there's a large portion of Generation 9/11, that's the young people who've come of age since the attacks on September 11th, who chose to join the military because of what happened in New York and D.C. and Pennsylvania in 2001. And joining us now are two of them, Naveed Ali Shah and Angela Ali Shah, two young people who joined the U.S. Army, married also as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Naveed is a public affairs specialist in the U.S. Army who served in Iraq. Angela, also in the Army, has served in the reserves for the past 4 years. Naveed, how old were you both when 9/11 happened?
We were both in the eighth grade when 9/11 occurred.
It's hard to imagine. I mean, how old is that? That's about 13?
Yeah, 13, 14, about that.
So, Angela, did you understand what happened? Did you have a point of reference or any kind of context?
I understood it, but at the same time, I don't think I fully grasped everything all at once at that age.
But it stayed with you.
It did. It left a huge mark in my life.
I mean, in what ways did that manifest itself? How did you find yourself kind of grappling with it as the years passed?
Huge empathy that carried with me throughout my whole life and just like ever for the past 10 years. And it's a one of the main reasons I joined the military.
Why did that empathy that you talk about transform itself into a desire to join the Army?
Because I wanted to make a difference in the world, and from where I could see, the military was just the best means to do this.
Naveed, is your experience different or kind of similar to Angela's?
I think my experience was very similar. I just wanted to make a difference. I just wanted to do something and take action against those who had attacked my country.
Well, Naveed, who did you identify as the enemy from 9/11? Who were you fighting against?
At the time I joined, I had a very vague understanding of who our enemy was. And to me at the time, it was just simply religious fanatics or religious extremists. It was a very vague understanding. It took me quite some time to gain an idea of the bigger picture and the complications that existed within it.
You are both Muslim, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Did that change the way you felt about 9/11?
It didn't change the way I felt about 9/11. It definitely affected me in that it was something that I wanted to do in order to say that, not all Muslims are on this end of the spectrum of jealousy against the U.S. for no reason, for simply just to further their own skewed worldview.
We're speaking with Naveed Ali Shah and his wife Angela Ali Shah. Both joined the military because, I think it's safe to say, because of 9/11. Would both of you have joined the Army, Angela, if it had not been for September 11th?
I'm not sure about Naveed, but I mean, I may have joined either way. But I think that after 9/11, there was a greater chance of me actually joining and staying in.
You left college to go into the reserves?
I left college to go into active duty, in which I was in active duty for a year, and then I've been in the reserve ever since.
Well, let me ask you, Naveed, because we're trying to grapple with this idea of what it means to come of age after 9/11. And I'm wondering if you can even answer that question for us. 10 years it's been. Do you think that your feelings about your country and about that event has changed over the course of a decade?
It's definitely been an evolution in the past 10 years. You know, my own feelings and change toward that event, and really the nation as a whole. It's been one. From one president to the next, we've seen the change in the status of the wars, but we've also seen that they've been continued, no matter what anyone has said about drawdowns and exit strategies. Just the perception of what 9/11 was to each and every single one of us has definitely evolved over the past 10 years. But no matter what, the attitude of payback or revenge is definitely something that I think has hung heavy in the air for many years.
Angela Ali Shah, do you feel like the national conversation helped you as a kid, as a young 12 or 13-year-old? Did the adults around you help you grapple with what had happened?
Yes, my father was at work, and he came home, and he really sat down with us and explained to us the gravity and how huge and significant this was. And my grandfather as well, he was actually a public affairs specialist like I was in the military years and years ago. So, you know, the impact was greatly enhanced by and helped, like it helped me understand by everybody, the adults in school, everyone who explained it in the very delicate way that they did.
Do you feel like you've gotten closure, perhaps with the death of Osama bin Laden? Did that bring you any kind of closure?
No, I don't. For me, in my personal opinion, I don't speak for the Army itself, but for my personal opinion, I do not think it brought me any closure.
And Naveed Ali Shah, how about you?
I don't think the death of Osama bin Laden was as big of a deal as it might have been made out to be. Osama bin Laden was one man. His operation is going to continue for years to come, no matter what we do, unless we are able to completely eradicate every single last religious extremist on the face of the planet. It's just not going to happen. They're going to, as long as they're there, they're going to continue to fight. It's an eye for an eye with them, and until we are able to bring that into a dialogue to say that enough is enough, that it's going to continue.
Naveed Ali Shah is a public affairs specialist in the U.S. Army. He served in Iraq. Angela Ali Shah, his wife, also in the U.S. Army, has served in the reserves for the past 4 years. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
And I want to put this call out to you. We want to get your stories as well, whether you're a member of what's being called Generation 9/11 or not. How have the past 10 years changed your views of what happened on September 11th? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or visit our website, takeaway.org. You can upload pictures, video, images, or check out the collection that's been curated by WNYC New York Public Radio.